Then Bill Forward, Herbert.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Dorothy Hubbard, please?
No, she's not available.
Okay, sir, well, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone online. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
I'm listening.
All right, thank you. All right, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay, because I'm at work, so make it quick.
Okay, so just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I'm black as you can be.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50, or will not vote?
I'll always vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
83,
okay. Okay, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential congressional election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
10.
10, all right. Thank you. All right, sir, and some people, care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is in your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Not important at all.
Not important at all, okay. I'm sure, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, I just try to get people that's trying to do the right thing.
So strong or not as strong?
Not as strong.
Not as strong, okay. All right, so in thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. All right, and now when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, or big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed?
Greed.
Okay, that one, the last one. All right, so now I'm going to read you the list of different issues, and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each one, I want you to rate me from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have, your member of Congress focus on. Use it 10 if it's the most important. Use it 5 if it's somewhat important. And use it 0 if it isn't important at all to you. Okay, you can use any number. Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes. Would you say that's not important at all? Somewhat important?
Very important. Important.
What very number important. Would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
10. All right. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Okay. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
It's 10, man. They need to work on that.
Okay, what about improving K-12 education?
Still the same, 10.
10. Okay, protecting Social Security and Medicare?
100.
Okay, making college more affordable?
10.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number between 0 and 10. 0 and 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. Planned Parenthood.
10.
10. Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
The NAACP.
75.
75. Joe Biden.
75.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
The Republican Party.
25.
And Barack Obama.
100.
Right. Okay, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president was held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Who did you say?
The first one is independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Oh, okay. All right, so then, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, sir, now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, thank you. All right, so now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better.
Getting better, okay. All right, and now I suppose there were, you know, two different candidates running for office, all things, you know, being equal. Please tell me, which candidate are you most likely to support? Candidate A says, who says that if elected, you know, to U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. And candidate B says, who says that, you know, if elected for U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Which one, and other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who's focused on jobs affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
That is a hard answer, sir, because the fact that you're mixing things, that one saying one thing, that one thing supposed to be doing it better. Neither one of them is better than the other.
Okay. Okay. Well. Which Bob? Which one do you agree with more? The first, I mean, A or B? Which we know. Which A? You know, A is focused on jobs and affordability. You know, and candidate B focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote.
No. Well, I wouldn't want neither one of them. If they're gonna fight just for those things, I don't want neither one of them.
Neither one of those candidates
I wouldn't want.
Okay, well, not even somewhat more candidate A or somewhat more candidate B?
No, neither one of them. Okay. I don't want neither one of them.
Okay, all right. No problem. All right, sir, and have you recently read or seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Just some.
Just some, okay. All right, sir, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Just somewhat more favorable.
Okay, somewhat more favorable. All right. All right, sir, I want to read to you some of the things, you know, that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important is that to you, okay? The first one said, invested $50 million to stabilize the children and the industry and keep a child care center open. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important?
No, that was okay, very cap, important to me.
Cap the price of insulin at $35 per month, you know, for Medicare and Medicaid. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay, and a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. Would that be very important, somewhat, not very important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay, invested nearly $6 billion in support historically black colleges and universities.
Very important.
Okay, ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants on federal officers.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir. We almost are pretty much done with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay, and only have a few more minutes,
right,
and we should be done. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments in the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat, sir?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given why it's important to vote in the 2024, okay? Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts, you know, in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has a real impact in our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this, you know, out of control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing. I say 5.
A 5?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate, you know, telling of a story of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our you know, story from American history. If they erase our story, you know, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistake of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth, you know, and prepare our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Thank you. All right, sir, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate me your level of motivation on the next presidential election in November, on November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. You can use any number.
10.
From 0 to 10. 10. 10. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and what has stood out, you know, what has stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Trying to put Trump back in office.
Okay.
I never forget. I've never seen in this country that somebody would go and break out the windows in our capital of the United States of America and call people in to bring in guns and kill folks, and nothing has been done 3.5 years later. That has a problem with me. So okay. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to cut this short. I got 2 clients walking in my office, and I got to take care of my business. I don't have a problem with nobody, race, or creed. But when somebody attacked the United States of America where I live, that's a problem with me.
Okay, sir, we just have a few more questions, okay, and we should be done. We're almost done, okay? I'm going to read you let me speed up real quick. I'm going to read you a list of ways of some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaigning season. For each one, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way, okay? By phone call, yes or no?
No.
What about TV ads?
No.
Radio ads?
No.
Text messages?
No.
Mailers?
No.
Social media or internet ads?
No.
Someone canvassing neighborhood? In the neighborhood?
No.
And door knocks? Door knocks?
No.
Okay, nobody contacted. Okay, so in switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Last year what?
Of a school.
My last year of school?
Or in any degree that you have gotten?
No, I haven't gotten any degrees.
So it'll be from 1st to 11th grade, or high school graduate, some college or
high school graduate, that's it.
Okay.
High school graduate.
Right, sir. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Married, okay. All right, sir, do you have any children at 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children, okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative about it.
Very conservative. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban,
okay. All right, sir, and were you or were one of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great day.
All right.
Really thank you for your time. Bye-bye, sir.
You do the same. All right.
Thank you.